These are the best years of your life. If one more adult tells me this, I'm going to flat out scream. I can't even count how many times I heard this insipid platitude during my summer break, and now it's echoing around in my brain to taunt me on the first day of my junior year at Thatcher College. Sure, my first 2 years here have been better than my prep school days, being labeled the dean's off-limits, brainy daughter, but I'm hardly living my best life. I mainly study, eat junk food, and stream one series after another in my dorm room, sometimes with the occasional friend joining in. It's chill, and I love being on my own, but I doubt it's what everyone is going on about when they refer to their glory days. Hell, I haven't attended one campus party, never fooled around with some rando, or accomplished any other collegiate social milestone. Seriously, am I even a college student? I might as well have attended an online school and saved my parents the room and board fees. Ugh. My audible self-loathing is a little too loud, and I quickly glance around the classroom, which, fortunately, is still empty. Yep, just me and the overpowering smell of Clorox. I'm the only one here because you know my father has ingrained in me what Packers coach Vince Lombardi famously said. If you are 5 minutes early, you are already 10 minutes late. So, here I am, almost 20 minutes ahead of time for advanced bio. Forever the goody-goody, I'm seated front row center in the auditorium-style setup with a brand new set of colored gel pens, out and ready. Not gonna lie, I've been soups eager for this class, especially since it fulfills a double requirement. That's two objectives to cross off my course list to fulfilling my major in biology with a chem minor. I really wanted to take this class last year before Professor Sanger retired, but I guess so did every other scienceophile because I was waitlisted. Naturally, I already researched the new course leader, Dr. Albright, who hails from Stanford and has an impressive score on rankmyprofessors.com. Although I didn't love seeing terms like out of the box and avant-garde being praised in terms of her teaching style. But I suppose I'm here to try new things before I hopefully start my career, possibly as a biochemist or a chemical engineer. But I should probably have a life before then, too. I must, I repeat, must make the most of a new school year and thus new start. But my time spent as a social outcast and being sheltered by my parents did not prepare me for the true life of a college student. I can see that now as clearly as glowing phosphorus. Flipping through my notebook to an open page near the back, I make a list of experiences to finally check off before the next summer break. This way, I can nod in agreement when someone wistfully informs me these are the best years of my life. With a purple pen, I write down, I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. I smile, seeing my geeky headline for this new list. Potterhead for life, baby. Yikes, I might need to tone down my fandom love if I'm going to accomplish any of these goals, though. Number one, do something stupid. Does this list count? Number two, execute an epic prank. Nothing mean. Number three, go clubbing. Fake ID or wait till December. Number four, attend a party on Greek Row. Invite needed? Number five, get drunk. Safely, though. Number six, hook up. Number seven, make love. I mean, have sex. I could keep going, but seven is a lucky number, and I'll need some luck to, you know, get lucky. Seven is also an indivisible prime number, but I don't suppose that helps at all. Seven planets, 7 days in a week. Oh, and seven is the limit to the amount of information we can process and remember at one time. It's perfect. I reread my list, committing it to memory. I feel better simply putting pen to paper and seeing my inner desires written out. After all, the first step to any action is planning, right? Besides, there hasn't been a list yet that I haven't completed.